You're listening to SBS News.
Empty airports around the country and almost 25,000 Australians unable to get home. Alison Griffiths couldn't make it to the UK in time to see her ailing sister.
Unfortunately, by that time, my sister died, so I didn't get back in time to see her. But I wanted to come over for the funeral and to support my parents.
She's now stuck in limbo, having already had two return flights to Sydney cancelled.
What if I don't get back till the new year? How am I going to cope? I'm not sleeping. I'm so stressed.
That plea for help has been on the agenda for National Cabinet, with the Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the state premiers agreeing on a plan.
Today was another very practical day for the National Cabinet. We want to see Australians to be able to get home. But it will be done in a staged way.
Caps on overseas travellers will increase to 6,000 a week. New South Wales will take a further 500. Queensland and Western Australia are agreeing to come on board, gradually increasing their intake from the end of the month. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says that will happen on the condition of extra support.
The Prime Minister has agreed to extra Australian Defence Force personnel to help, and I thank him for that. This is the way we should be working in cooperation.
Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan is following suit.
A unique agreement for Western Australia. One that is more sensible and more workable.
South Australia will also take a further 360 travellers a week. The caps on returning travellers were introduced in July. Mr Morrison eventually wants the limit completely removed.
We can start opening that up again and we can start helping Australians get home again.
But Labor opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the Prime Minister is shifting the burden to premiers.
Well, I think the federal government has responsibility to at the very least be making a substantial contribution to the costs of this.
National Cabinet now won't meet for almost a month as the Morrison government prepares to deliver a budget in the first recession in almost three decades. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.